Time now for a story about two city dwellers who move from Washington, D.C. to rural Vermont and are raising ducks and geese on a former dairy farm. The couple's videos chronicle what they call a startup farm. And as WBGO's John Kalish reports, their YouTube channel has exploded.
At sunrise each morning, Morgan Gold heads to what he calls the quack house to let out his flock.
Release the quackers!
Gold and his wife, Allison Gold Ibrahimi, have also been raising geese on their Goldshaw farm. After living in three large urban areas, the couple decided to give the agrarian life a try.
We kind of got tired of the city life and really wanted to participate in living a lifestyle that spoke to our values.
To avoid taking out loans, the couple works jobs off the farm while they get all their ducks in a row. Morgan works in marketing. Allison is a nurse practitioner. Other than gardening, they had no prior agricultural experience.
So much of the learning has come just by doing and failing and succeeding and figuring out what works and what doesn't and a little bit of that trial and error.
On YouTube, he learned how to get his ducks indoors at night. It took some training, but the waterfowl now obey.
All ducks, go to bed. All ducks, go to bed.
Thanks to its 116,000 YouTube subscribers, the farm takes in about $3,000 a month in ad revenue. It sells duck and goose meat locally. Its duck eggs sell for close to double the price of chicken eggs. Here's Allison.
People who are making hollandaise dishes, anything that involves like whipping eggs, they go crazy for the duck eggs. I think it's because it has a much larger yolk. So you get a lot more bang for your buck as far as an egg.
The farm also ships duck eggs to people who plan to hatch them.
A couple times a month, I feel like I get a letter from a kid who has been watching our videos and they've just recently gotten their own ducks, or they want to get their own ducks, or they want to become a farmer now. That to me is such a powerful motivation to keep doing this type of thing.
Many of the YouTube fans are urbanites who may enjoy a virtual visit to greener pastures. Two barn cats and a dog named Toby, who protects the ducks from coyotes and bobcats, are regulars in the videos, but the real stars are the farm's 100 ducks and geese.
So Samson here is the son of Jemima and Samuel Puddle Duck.
And he has just grown to be an absolutely massive duck. I mean, look at the size of him.
Morgan Gold names all of his ducks. He finds it tough to slaughter them, which is something his wife Allison wants no part of.
I am not involved in the slaughter at all because I feel like I would probably throw myself down in front of Morgan and be like, take me instead, not my babies.
But for Christmas this year, the farm expects to put a lot of geese on holiday dinner tables. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.